Today's daf in Masechet Shavuot, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, is Daf Yud. We did quite a bit of it yesterday, so we actually finished the Shitas in the Mishnah of Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, and we're up to Rabbi Meir. And remember, Rabbi Meir had his own unique Shita. This is 6 lines up from the middle of the daf. So his unique shita was that all of the se'irim are going to be mechaper. The se'irei chutz are essentially the same kapara, and therefore they're all really the se'irim of the musafim. Whether you're talking about a se'ir Rosh Chodesh, you're talking about the se'ir anasa b'chutz of Yom Kippurim, or you're talking about the se'irei haregolim, so they're basically all compared to each other, as we saw yesterday, but today we finally get to the actual Mekor of Reb Chama that we spoke about before twice. So what was the Svar of Rabbi Meir, says the Gemara? My Omer Rabbi Chama bar Rabbi Chanina, let me explain to you. My time at Rabbi Meir, every one of the Seiri Aragolim, instead of saying Seir Echad, it says U-Seir Echad. So as we pointed out, we have the Seder starting with our Rosh Chodesh, that was the one that was the big one that we had originally thought was the Mokar of everything, at least according to Rabbi Shimon. And over there, it was the only one that said Seir Lashem, but all of them say Useir, at least we think they do. We'll soon see that it's not really true. And therefore, every single Musaf says Useir. So the Mela, they're all going to be compared to each other. Why? Because Vav Mosif Alinyan Rishon. Now, we thought that this is a chain. In other words, what we meant was that we're going to go in order. And since we start with Rosh Chodesh, and the Parsha then continues on with Pesach, U'Seir Echad, and then to Shavuos, supposedly, U'Seir Echad, which isn't really true, and then to Rosh Hashanah, U'Seir Echad, and to Yom Kippur, U'Seir Echad. So that means that the Seir Anase B'chutz and Yom Kippur, the Seir of Rosh Chodesh, the Seir of Pesach, Shavuos, the next one is Sukkot, and then Shemini Atzeres, they're all U'Seir Echad. So therefore, then we have this chain that takes them all the way back to the Seir of Rosh Chodesh. Now, that's what we thought. But the problem is that you can't do that, because that would mean that we start off with that first limud of the Seir Shel Rosh Chodesh, and that we're going to learn Pesach out of it, and then we're going to learn Shavuos out of Pesach. You can't do that, because you can't be lomed out of a lomad when it comes to Kodesh, if you recall. So we have this special halacha when it comes to Kodesh. If you derive something from a marker that's not directly in the Pasuk, the Gemara in Tzvacha went through all of the different limudim, the Mamatzinu and the Gzeres Shava, and so on and so forth. So it got the Chomer. So each one, we saw which was the Lomad and which was the Lomed. Okay. And we can't use, therefore, this Vav from the one that's before and then continue to go to the next one. So how can Rabbi Meir learn them all from each other? So normally we could. Kol HaTorah Kulo Lomedim Lomad Milomed. But not Kachim, Chutz B'Kachim, Shein Lomedim Lomad Milomed. Yeah, that's not a problem. If this wasn't a chain, you thought it was a chain? It's not a chain. What we meant was they all go back to the original one. So every one of them is directly learnt out from Rosh Chodesh. Because, I mean, why should it be a chain? U'Seir would be whichever one you found to be a yichud of a particular halacha, each one of those is compared directly to that one. And there's this set year, and there's this set year. So why do we have to learn it as a chain? So when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, which we said, except according to what we said at the end, was Rabbi Shimon's special way of learning it, but everyone else understood, Rosh Chodesh was a tamei that was ochal, a Torah that was ochal as a tamei. And then we had that there was a Seir on Yom Kippur, which we learned that's talking about where it was no Yediyah B'Tfilah, but there was Yediyah B'Sov. And then we learned the Seirim, that each one of them is where there's no Yediya lo betchila v'lo besov. So Rebbe said, it would be means they all are going to be mechaper. Tolakasha kula mikama gamre, they each are learned from the first example of that particular type of kapar that's given. They're all learned from that one. Now, hold on a minute. There's a basic flaw in this whole thing. It doesn't say who's seir on everything. Okay, the ones that it does say usir, yes, I understand. But the problem is that what about atzeret? On Shavuos, we don't have usir. And you know what? We don't have usir even on Yom Kippur. You know, like that was, doesn't say usir for Yom Kippur. So that means that we can't say that we're comparing them to the others. So that can't be the lima. Okay. Sorry, take it back. Hello, I'm Rabbi Yonah. You know why Rabbi Meir holds that? Not because of what you just said. It's because it says in the Pasuk that after, in Pinchas, all of the various Musafim are listed. What does it say? Ele ta'asu l'Hashem b'moadechem. Bring these korbanos on the moed. So what does that mean? Ukshu kol ha'moadim kulam zelazeh. The Torah is telling you, these are the Korbanos of the Musafim, and they're all with the same focus. So therefore, they are compared to each other. Yeah, but doesn't it say, B'moadechem? Rosh Chodesh isn't the Moed. So how would that include the serve Rosh Chodesh? Excuse me. Ivra? I beg your pardon. Rosh Chodesh is a Moed. As Abaye pointed out, because the Amar Abaye, that year, when the Gemara was trying to work out how it was that the Meraglim, if you add the days and you figure out the history of the year in the Midbar, how does it work out that the Meraglim came back on Tisha B'Av? So Abaye said, because Tammuz of that year was actually 30 full days. It wasn't the standard Tammuz. And they had been Ma'aber Tammuz. And how do I know? Because it says in Eicha, Kara alay moed lishbor bachurai. Not a kodesh baruch hu. And originally defined this day of Tisha B'Av by actually pushing off of by one day that year, which made the day that they came back the ninth of Av. And that became the day that my children were crushed by the Churban. And it all come because of a moed. Which moed? Rosh Chodesh. So that the Rosh Chodesh was made on that day in order for Tisha B'Av to work out. So you see clearly that we take for granted that indeed it is called a Moed. And obviously, the thing that strikes you is the fact that we include that Rosh Chodesh in Bichlal, in the description of all of the other elements that we, when we talk about that, of the Kriya. That's what Moed means. That which is called on Rosh Chodesh, that becomes now the Kriya of the Moedim themselves. Omer Rebbe Yochanan, let me just tell you something. You took for granted, I heard you say, that all of the Se'irim, you said that includes Yom Kippur. All of the Se'irim are Mechaper the same thing, but that's not true, because Rabbi Meir is actually Moda, that the Soyer Anaseh Bifnim, which is the mate of the Soyer Azazel, so the Soyer Anaseh Bifnim, that is not Mechaper, any of those other kaparas, and any of those other kaparas are not mechaper, it's kapara, because we were only talking about the musafim. That's all. But when it comes to the saranasa bifnim, now that is very different, because that was not a kapara, but it was tela until you found out for somebody who had a yediya, and then he was Ne'alam, and he hasn't found out yet. And also, it's even Mechaper for someone who is over on Tumas Migdash V'Kedoshav B'mezit, right? Well, that is only its Kapora. It is not Mechaper for all those other things that you spoke about, like a Tohar Shokala Satame, or like Embo Yediyah, Lobet Kila V'Lobesof, or anything like that. And not only that, it's not Mechaper, they're Kaporas, and they are not Mechaper. It's unique kapara for things that are bemazed on Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav, or for cases where there was the idea of Betchila. And I'll prove it to you. Who in Omechaper Kaparatan, Rabbi Meir, understands that with all of the comparisons that the Torah breaks, those comparisons are made indeed with the Musafim. So maybe you'll say, okay, so in the same way that we find the Seira Musafim is Mechaper, all of them are Mechaper of these things, so since the two kaporas that are brought, the Movad Katata Kippurim, so apparently the Torah considers the karbonas brought on Yom Kippur to be similar. Not true, because remember, we learned kapara achat mechaper. Eino mechaper shtei kaparot. And so that we had learned that before. We just said that. And the idea over here is the same, because they can't be mechaper. It's kapara because of also what we learned before. Remember that the Pasuk said, achat bishana, which means that this kapara is only achat bishana. Kapara zu lote ela achat bishana. Remember that achat bishana appears twice in that same Pasuk, right at the end of Tetzaveh, where we learned about the Mizbeach HaZahav. So what does it say back there? This is the only pasuk that we're bringing from Shmos. All the other pasukim that we're bringing were from the Parshas HaMoadim or from Achrimot. But over there it says, V'chiper Aharon al karnotav achat bashana midam chatat kipurim achat bishana yechaper alav. Whoa, very repetitious, right? But as we saw yesterday, they're referring to two completely different things. One is Chaper Aaron al karnotav achat b'shana, that Aaron does this kapora, and it only this kapora can be done, this achat b'shana. And the other one puts it together with that achat b'shana yechaper alav. That means that you can only do this kapora once. So the first one is, this kapora only does one kapora, and the other one is, you can only do this one kapora once a year. So, okay, they mean two completely different things. The kapara that is hein, einan mechaprim kaparato, that's a year of Yom HaKippurim. It says over there, achat bashana, and that means that this kapara can only come once a year, and therefore they're also not mechaper kaparatan. So we learn two things from it. That hein eino mechaper mechaparatan, because they can only be mechaper one kapora, not two kaporas. And the other way, we also learn that they are not mechaper the kapora of the seraph of Yom Kippur, because it says this kapora is only achas b'shana, which means Aaron only brings a kapora for these things once. And if you'd say that they can be all the seirim of all of the Yomim Tovim would be able to be mechaper the same kapora, then it makes no sense to say achat b'shana. Even the simple meaning of the pasuk falls apart. And indeed, Tanya Nami Hachi, we see that that's true what Rabbi Yochanan said, even though it sounded like Rabbi Meir was literally comparing all of the seirim to each other. So Rabbi Yochanan said, no, of course it doesn't mean that, because it can't be referring to the Seir that is the companion to the Seir HaMishtaleach. That's the Seir HaNazah Bifnim. And indeed, the Braisa says this beferish, even though it sounded like, whoa, it's not what Rabbi Meir sounded like. But indeed, Rabbi Yochanan is right. Tanya Nami Achi, al she'ein ba yediyah, lo betchila, ve'lo besof, ve'al she'ein ba yediyah betchila, avol yesh ba yediyah besof, the al tohor she'achal et ha'tameh. So note, those are the only things that we are including over here. We're not talking about the kapora where there was done b'mezid, or the kapora where there was yediyah betchila and not yet a yediyah besofi. He very conspicuously leaves that out. And he only lists those three kaparot. On those, all of the se'irim, namely, se'ire harigolim, se'ire rosh echadoshim, and the se'ir anase bachutz, which is the musaf of Yom Kippur, are mechaprim, divrei Rabbi Meir. But the Ilu Sar HaNazah Bifnim, note that he very carefully left out any discussion of the Sar HaNazah Bifnim, which is a companion to the Sar HaMishtaleach. He didn't mention that animal, nor did he mention the kapora in the list of the kaporas. He didn't say, and also for someone who had yediyah without a yediyah besof, did he? No. Did he mention a kapora on somebody who did it b'mezid? No. So it's very clear. what Rabbi Yochanan had said is 100% accurate, and what Rabbi Meir said made a heck of a lot of sense. Elu ta'asu la'Hashem b'mo'adechem. That is a reference to all of the Musafim as they're listed in Pinchas, which does not talk about the Sora Mishtaleach or its companion, obviously, which is a din in Acharei Mot. And Rabbi Meir never intended to convey the impression that they're all the same meaning, even things that are not from the Musafim. Okay, now, the next shita that we had in the Mishnah was a fascinating takeoff on the way that Rabbi Meir saw it. What Rabbi Shimon was saying is, well, no, they don't actually all mechaper for the same thing. However, each one adds one additional kapara. So if you start with the Sirei Rosh Chodesh, that's level A. What's level A? That is on a tame, a tohar she'ochel satame, right? Now, next level, level B. What's level B? The Seirei HaRegolim. But I say that the Seirei HaRegolim include level A, and they go up to level B. So they are mechaper not only for a tohar she'ochel satame, but they are also mechaper for a case where the person had no idea whatsoever. Lo betchila v'lo besof. And then add to that, to those two kaporas, the soyer anase b'chut of Yom Kippur, where over there, it's mechaper for someone who has no yedia betchila, but does have yedia besof, plus the other two. So Rabbi Shimon has this growing level of the karbonas, Rosh Chodesh A, the Seirim of the Regalim is B, and then the Seir of Yom Kippur, Bachutz, is C. Now, I understand why Rabbi Shimon rejects Rabbi Meir's idea that they are all the same when it comes to the Rosh Chodesh. Because, look, the Rosh Chodesh cannot be mechaper, according to Rabbi Shimon, on the same kapora as the Seirei HaRegolim. Now, we analyzed that before. Remember that it said in that pasuk, Avon. That means that it was given to you with the Avon, particularly one Avon, Avon Achad. That was the beautiful pasuk about the argument that Moshe Rabbeinu was having with Aaron and his sons, and Otana Tamlachem, Laset et Avon Ha'eda, which we spoke about a lot yesterday. So there's one Avon that it stresses over there, which means Eino Nosei Shnei Avonot. It can't also be Mechaper, because it wasn't the whole point that Moshe Rabbeinu was making. This is the carbon that was given for this exact issue, and you didn't do it. What are they going to do now? Right? That's like the whole tone of it. So the idea over there is very specifically, that's what it was going to be with Kaparan. That Avon HaEda, I can't start like just being a general kind of Kapar, and it'll be the same as the Seirim. It completely reduces Moshe Rabbeinu's argument. So it's only that one Avon. Eino Nosei Shnei Avonot. But why would you say, Rabbi Shimon, that the Regolim, this first Lashon in Rabbi Shimon, the Regolim, can't they also be Mechaper, according to Rabbi Shimon, on the Rosh Chodeshim? Why does he say that only Rosh Chodesh would be Mechaper, this particular Kapora? So this Gufa was the Machorkis that we had in how to explain Rabbi Shimon Shita, right? So we had the two different approaches to what it was that he was saying. So that was Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda. He learns that Rabbi Shimon says that each one adds to the next. But Rabbi Shimon himself, the way that we brought it in the Mishnah, in the name of Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's a mistake. But what we thought is that each one is unique. So I understand why Rosh Chodesh is unique. But I don't understand why can't the other Seirim, why can't they be Mechaper also on that same thing that Rosh Chodesh is Mechaper on? That is not clear to me at all. Aha, look again at that pasuk and you'll see that it also says, Otana Tamachem. It's that and only that that was given to you for this nesiat avon. So otan nasi avon. That means the only time you're going to get this particular kapara is now. And that, of course, was the whole argument, as we just said. How could you have not eaten the kapara that was meant to be given this one particular time? Then there's not going to be another chance for it. Ein acher nasi avon. Which means none of the other karbanos of the Seirim could be mechaper on Rosh Chodesh. This, of course, is a very big problem because it completely undoes Rabbi Yehuda's appreciation of what Rabbi Shimon said, right? Because here it says, no, there's no way it could be additive. Whereas Rabbi Shimon himself says there is a way it can be additive, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore we're going to have to relook at this in a moment when we take a look at the full sheet of Rabbi Shimon Alibet Rabbi Yehuda. So now, the next step. I understand why the Regolim cannot be mechaper the same kapara that the Yom HaKippurim is mechaper. This is all a response to Rabbi Meir, right? Rabbi Meir said, it says they're all the same. So Rabbi Shimon has to explain why he doesn't hold it's all the same. Okay, that's the first sheet of Rabbi Shimon. So the Regolim are not mechaper on Yom HaKippurim. I understand why he said that, because it says in the Pasuk that we just read that this is a kapara Achat b'shana, v'chiper Aaron ha-karnotav, achat b'shana, midam chatat ha-kippurim, achat b'shana. And we said that that means v'chiper, this kapara only happens once a year. And if we're going to be doing it on every regel, the pasuk makes no sense at all. But I don't understand why we can't say it the other way around. Rabbi Meir, after all, said something that has to be addressed. All of the Yomim Tovim are compared, all of them together, including the Moed of Rosh Chodesh and Yom Kippur. So why won't Yom Kippur also be Mechaper, the Kapara, which is being brought under Regolim? Why does he say it is unique? Oh, because it also says, remember, at the end of the Pasuk, again, V'chiper Aaron al-Karnotav achat b'shana, Midam chatat ha-kippurim, achat b'shana yechaper alav, okay? So that means both things are true. There's only one thing that is mechaper this, and that kapara is only done once a year and not twice a year. In which case, this is only mechaper on one thing. So kapara achat mechaper. That lashon means that it's only mechaper one thing. It's not mechaper shtei kaparot. But I don't understand. The pasuk is not referring to the sa'ir of Yom Kippur of the Musaf. That pasuk, obviously, read the pasuk for heaven's sakes at the tzavah. It's talking about Aaron HaKohen coming in once a year into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. We're talking about the Mizbeach HaZov and into the Heichal. And doing something once a year. Well, what does he come in with? Not the Sa'ir HaNaaseh B'Chol, it's the Musaf doesn't come in. So what is that pasuk referring to, Achat B'Shana? It's referring to the Sa'ir HaNaaseh B'Fnim. That Sa'ir is the partner of the Sa'ir Mishtaleach. What does that have to do with what we're talking about? We're talking about the Musaf. So what does that have to do with our Sugya? Well, you forgot when the Torah talks about the Seirim on Yom Kippur, what does it say? That Sa'ir of the Musaf is Milvad Chatat HaKippurim. What does that mean? Obviously, it's Milvad Chatat HaKippurim. Therefore, it's coming to tell me that this is coming the same way that the other one is coming, meaning that the Chitzon and the Benimi are actually compared. Which means that if the Chatas HaPenimi, which is the partner to the Sa'ir HaMishtaleach, can only be mechaper one type of Ovein. So then the same thing is true to the Chatas Achitzain, which is the Chatas, the Sa'ir, which is brought as part of the Musafim, can only be mechaper one type of Ovein. But this is all very nice, according to the original version that we had in Rabbi Shimon, and explains why Rabbi Shimon argues with Rabbi Meir in this way. But what about, according to the way Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, I kept calling him Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, who explained that that's not what Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai had said. And he says that actually each one adds to the other one. So we start with Rosh Chodesh. That's only mechaper for one thing. That's mechaper for a tor she'ochel ha'tami. Then comes level two, which is the Se'irei HaRigolim. And they are mechaper not only for a tor who ate tami, which is not a chi of kares. They are also mechaper for a tumas migdash v'kedoshav, which is a chi of kares, that had no yediyah, lo betchila v'lo besof. And then we had level three, that beyond that is the musaf of Yom Kippur, which is the Sora Nasa Bachutz, which are not only going to be mechaper for a tor shachal satame, and for a case of tumas migdash v'kedoshav, that has no yediyah lo betchila v'lo besof, it's also mechaper for tumas mikdash v'kedoshav that has no yediyah betchila, but does have a yediyah besof. So there's three different dargas of the kapores of the seirim. By the way, this past couple of dafim in the Gemara, I think, has finally ground into your consciousness the different types of kapones on Yom Kippur, so that when you get to Davin Bezrat Hashem on Yom Kippur and you talk about the Aveda, the Kohen Gadol, your eyes will no longer be turning in circles, because now it's quite clear what is what and how they relate to each other, right? It'll be even better when we get to talk about the Dam versus the Vidui, and which parts are the Kapar of the Vidui, which parts are the Kapar of the Dam. So we are actually not only learning our particular sugya, but we're doing an excellent job on Achrimot. So it's very well timed. Fine. So now, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda's view of what Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai said, now we're going to have to go through why this works, because what we just said a minute ago seems to have proven Rabbi Shimon's vision the way we had seen it in the Mishnah. So how do you explain the fact that the Rosh Chodeshim are not mechaper on the regalim? But that we know, because that he said before. So it's not mechaper on the regalim because otan otan b'chan l'setet avon. So we said there's only one avon. That means that the Sawyer of Rosh Chodesh can only be mechaper on one thing. It's not going to be mechaper on two things of the Golem also. But if that's true, remember that the original way we presented Rabbi Shimon had a perfectly good explanation of why that works in both directions. And the Regolim should not be mechaper on Rosh Chodesh, which now Rabbi Shimon bar Yehuda is saying, according to Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, that it is. It shouldn't be. Because remember, that pasuk started off with the words that Moshe Rabbeinu said, "V'otana tanlachem." Otana tanlachem, meaning this is the only one that is no city of an aida. Otana no seyat aida. This musaf of Rosh Chodesh is the only korban that is going to be mechaper this kapara of achilas kodesh, where the meat is tummy. V'ein acher no seyavon. Nothing else can achieve that kapara. So how does this version make sense? Well, this version holds that Rabbi Shimon does not dorish the word ota as being unique, because he holds that ota is essentially, this is the way the Torah always speaks. It will use a pronoun to stress a thing without meaning only this. So he doesn't dorish an ota according to this version. All right. Next question. Why did we say that the regalim are not mechaper what Yom HaKippurim's Musaf Sa'ir is mechaper on? They are mechaper only for Ein Bo Yediyah Lo Betchila V'Lo Besof. Why is it that they can't be mechaper? So we said, just said a minute ago, that was because it says Achat B'Shana. And we darshan, that's V'Chiper Aaron Achat B'Shana, this kapora shall only be Achat B'Shana on Yom Kippur. But then the same thing, remember, Rabbi Shimon in the original version said the inverse is true, also true. And Yom HaKippurim cannot be mechaper on the regalim, because in the first part of that pasuk, it also says achat bar shana, when it meant v'chiper Aaron, this particular single kapara. That means it's not mechaper shtei kaparot. That's what Rabbi Shimon said. And for heaven's sakes, it's the same pasuk in which it repeats achat in two different ways, one referring to the kapara and one referring to the number of the times that we do this kapara, right? So It's exactly the same drasha. Why would Rabbi Shimon here not say the same thing that Rabbi Shimon said initially, the way we understood it? It's the same pasuk. Well, because Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda holds that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai is not Doresh the first achas. That achas, that it's only one kapora, that is not reasonable, according to him. Oh, I understand. What do you mean? It's not reasonable. Why not? Or if you don't have this gears of Rosh, he doesn't have, and he just explains it directly. Why not? Because the chiktiv achat b'sora nasa b'fnimukti. Remember, we asked, how could you learn out from this pasuk into Tzava, which is referring to the soyer, the dam of the soyer anasa bifnim, which is not the soyer of the musafim. It's the soyer that is the partner to the soyer amishtaleach. And he had to answer that question by saying that they're compared to each other because of milvat chatat kippurim, right? But here, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, he actually pulled back from this drasha because of that kasha. And indeed, he says, look, that achat, it does say achat, but it's not referring to the soyer anasa b'chutz. It's obviously every idiot reading the pasuk sees that it's referring to the soyer anasa b'fnim k'tim. So what does that have to do with what we're talking about? We're talking about the chatas that is brought as part of the musafim, which has nothing to do with this whole stage of going inside. But this is after the Kohen Gadol changes begonim back and into his, and this is done b'chutz, and they have to take it out and burn it and so on. This is a totally different thing. So wait a minute. Now I'm really confused. Did you just say that pasuk is only referring to nasa b'fnim? So then how did you read it before? Before you told me, I can learn from that pasuk that the regalim are not mechaper on Yom Kippurim, because it says in that pasuk, this particular kapara is only done once a year. Which particular kapara? The one of the soyer anasa b'fnim, not the soyer anasa b'chutz. You just told me that the whole thing was a mistake. We never meant to say that it's talking about the soyer of the musafim. So then now you have to pull back from that also. Because if that were true, then the regalim should indeed be able to be mechaper on the same kapara of the soyer anasa b'chutz on Yom Kippur. Because the chiktiv achat, you just said, you can't learn anything out from the pasuk at the tzaveh, because that wasn't talking about the musafim. That was talking about the soyer anasa b'fnim k'tiv. So you can't have it both ways. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Gosh. All right, let me start again here. Le'olam achat mashmalai. There's another reason. Actually, the achat b'shana, he does hold that you can learn it out, because like we said, we compare them. But the reason that here it's different is because shinei hacha, this is a completely different situation, because the first mention in that pasuk, the Armar Kro, what does it say the kapara is on? V'chiper Aaron al karnotav achat b'shana. That means that only the karnotav the mizbeach apnimi, who the kapara achat mechaper v'enu mechaper shtei kaporot. It's only the korban that is being brought on the mizbeach apnimi. That's not the musaf. We do not bring chas v'sholom with pots of the carbon. We don't bring the dam of the mizbeach apnimi. We only bring it on the mizbeach achitzon. So since it's only karnotav the mizbeach apnimi with this kaporas b'chaper, one kapora and eno b'chaper shtei kaporot, mashma that that's only true of the Zohar Nasa Bifnin, on that, that only appears in the first part of the pasuk, mind you, right? So that means, you're absolutely right, the pasuk indeed is focusing on the Zohar Nasa Bifnin. But that doesn't bother me, because the Torah compared the two. It said, Milvat Chatat HaKippurim. But you fail to note that in the first part of the pasuk, it specifies what the kapora is on. And it says, Karnota mizbeach apnimi. So how can you use it? Doesn't matter if they're compared. They're obviously not compared for this part of it. They're only compared for the other element, that this kapora is brought once a year and not twice a year. But the question of it's being only this particular oven, that it's Bechaperon, that's only true of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, which means it's, as it says in Farish and the Pasek, which means that it's only going to be Nogea, the Sarah Naza Bifnim, the companion to the Sarah La'azazel. Podechitzon is Mechapra Filush de Kapodo. Now, we're about to start a sugya. All right. So Tsuri can do push-ups without boost. Okay, you proved your point. Well, I'll do him in a minute as I finish my boost. Watch what happens. You ever saw Popeye have his spinach? There you go. That should shut Barnea up, at least for another minute or two. So we're going to start with something that doesn't seem to be connected in any way to our sugya, and it's coming like out of the blue. But in the end, we're going to bring a raya from our sugya. So we have a little bit of patience to get through first this issue. Then we'll see how it's nogea us. So Omar Ula, Omar Rabbi Yochanan. You should know that all of the korbanos that were brought from the money that's collected from the Machtzis HaShekel. So at the end of the year, remember, you can't use korbanos that had been brought before Nisan for the new korbanos that need to be mechudash from a chodesh hazalachem, chadesh. The Torah says, start your korbanos from the new shekalim. That's why we started being machris on the shekalim in Adar and so on. Bring your korbanos from the new shekalim. So what do we do with all of those korbanos that we had bought? Why did we buy more than we need? Well, because remember, part of what is done for these korbanos that are brought for the tzibur is we do bikur on them. So that there's this constant looking after for days, searching them. We had I forgot what they call it in English, deer, that included the korbanos that we've been looking over, that are bidukot from Mumin, and we have to buy more because we don't know how many we're going to need, right? So there's very often going to be leftovers because we always had backups. So what do we do with them? We can be paid to them even if they don't have a mum, which is a shocking statement. Because basically, once you have a kedushas haguf on a korban, and anything which is kodesh lemizbeach, that we said that this is a korban, and it's not something that needs to be put into any type of container, so it has a kedushas haguf. And that kedushas haguf has different levels. But the first level is that you can't just buy it out. Because if it were just the value of the object, such as in Kodshe, better buy it, if it's the value that is owned by Hekdesh, and that's the extent of its kedusha, you can buy it out, so to speak. That's called pidyon, either through actually buying or through being b'chal of a kedusha through pidyon. There's two ways of transferring the kedusha. But something that has kedusha is a guf. How do you transfer kedusha off of a guf that is kodesh? Then there's higher levels of kedusha guf. Once it's already been put into a kli, so say the dam, once that dam is in a kli, or if the knife is a kli shores, then the knife would be makadosh, and at that point it would become possible b'yaitze, and possible lina, and things like that, which we're going to be talking about later. So it doesn't make sense to what Rabbi Yochanan said, because Rabbi Yochanan was talking about something that had kedusha saguf, because you made it a korban, and he's saying, well, don't worry about it. You know, you could just buy it out. How can you buy it out? So that's going to be basically what's going to be bothering us now. So Yosef Rabba, the Kohen Gadol Shmaitza. So Rabba said over what Rabbi Yochanan said, and Rabbi Chista heard Rabba's quoting Rabbi Yochanan about something that seemed off the wall. So Amar Rabbi Chista said to Rabba, you know what? You'd have to be crazy to believe you and to listen to you. And who's going to listen to you? Mansayat Lekar, I don't care if you quoted in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Nobody's going to believe this. It's nonsense. Mansayat Lekar v'le Rabbi Yochanan Rabba. Who's going to believe you and listen to you about this? V'chi kedusha shebem leichon halacha. Where did the kedusha go to? What do you mean you can be poda? You can be poda the money, but what happened to the kedusha, for heaven's sake? This kedusha is a goof. Ridiculous. So, Rabbi said to Rav Fista, excuse me, sir. You don't understand on your own that you'd never ask that question of where the kedusha disappeared to. There is a way to actually be poda to meaning. Because it's a Beferisha Mishnah that we add in Shkolim that talks about exactly that type of thing, okay? It says, you had leftover of the Ketores. Remember that the Ketores we had to actually put through specially for Yom HaKippurim, the whole idea over here of the Yom HaKippurim. The idea would be that it is always brought according to the size of the Chofen for Yom HaKippurim. And there would always be, we had enough, remember, the total number of munas were 368, and there were only 365 days in the year, plus we had the extra munas for the Yom HaKippurim because of the bringing it inside Lifnai V'Lifnim, besides the regular Keteris that we bring every single day. The problem is that the usual Chofen of a Kohen Gadol does not really hold a whole mana. And therefore, we're going to have Keteris at the end of the year. And remember, Achas, the Shishim, the Shivim Shana, it meant it was enough to be half of normal need that we needed for the whole year. So it would be half of the 184. Okay, so what do we do with the rest over? You can't just bring it because the same reason we said before. Leftovers are not useful after Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So you're going to have to somehow or other have new Ketores. What are we going to do with the old Ketores? So the Mishnah says, what we do with it is, they would first of all be mafrish mimena sechar omanim. It's a question whether we should be gares the word mimena or not. Okay, but Rashi has this girsa. So fine, we'll read this. So we're mafrish the sechar omanim. There's the other girsa of mafrishin mimena sechara omanim. But in any event, what it is over here is that this is an electronic transfer, you know. So all we needed to do was we tell the Gizbar that we want to set aside money for these payment of people that are working in the Berek HaBayit, right? So then they get permission and they ask them, is it okay if we are using the money that we was given for you, which that means that now this money is chulin because it was used to pay them. If it's all right with you, if we would be payda the keteres onto your money. Fine, they say. Excellent. So now they would actually own the keteres because we would use their money to buy the keteres, which is impossible according to Reb Sheshes. How can you buy the keteres if the keteres has kedushas aguf? And then we buy the keteres back from them with the new shkolim from the shkolim that were collected this year for Nisan. And that way we've got brand new keteret magic, right? So if that's the case, it's clear that we actually were able to get rid of the kedusha of the keteres. Why do we go to all of this trouble to do it that way? That's because Rashi explains it would be a zilzal to just sell it and to buy it. Therefore, we do it like this, that it becomes that which was belonging to the people that were working in the Beis HaMikdash without anybody knowing about it, and we don't really make an open opinion on it, so there's no zilzal. But anyway, the underlying assumption, excuse me, says Rabbi Rav Chisda, the underlying assumption of the Mishnah is there is a way to be mechalal the kedusha of the keteres simply monetarily. So how do you explain that? So you see that we never say kedusha shemem lechon halacha. Now, according to you, the whole thing makes no sense. Name a kedusha shemem lechon halacha. So since the Mishnah says it's perfectly okay, obviously there's no issue of kedusha shemem lechon halacha, and that once you take off the value of it, the kedusha will follow. Omar Leis, Rav Kista says to Rabbi, I understand. You're trying to bring me a raya from the Ketoret to the fact that your claim that Rabbi Yochanan says that you can actually be paid a korban, an animal that's a tummim animal? There's no connection. Ketoret is not Kodesh Kedushas HaGuf. Ketoret, how is it Kedushas HaGuf? It's only Kedushat Damim, because until, now this is a big machlokas about what the din is of the machteshet. The machteshet was the mortar that you made the keteres with. So the question is the machteshet considered to be a kli sharet, or did they specifically not use a machteshet that was a kli sharet, and therefore it wouldn't have given Kedushas HaGuf to the keteres. And the din is, I say, says Reb Sheshes, the Machteshet was not a kli sharet, and the Ketoret only has Kedushas Domim, and therefore, since it only has Kedushas Domim, obviously you can buy it back. What are you telling me that this is a raya, that you can buy back a carbon that has Kedushas Aguf? It's absurd. Said Rabbah, oh yeah? Kedushas Domim? So according to you, how do you explain the fact that it says Beferish that it becomes possible with a Tvul Yom? Something that has Kedushas Domim is not possible with a Tvul Yom. Only something that has Kedushas HaGuf has a level of Kedush that's affected by a Tvul Yom. And it says, Beferish in the bright, Alama Tanya, the moment that you put that Ketoret into the Machteshet to grind, if it's touched by a Tvul Yom, it becomes possible. Ha ha. So what does that show you? Obviously, that it does have Kedushas HaGuf. And don't try to tell me that Kedushas Domim gets psul with Tvul Yom, because that is absolutely not true. Prechite makol Kedushas Domim befasle betvul yom? That's not the case. It says, beferish, in the Mishnah in Me'ilah, that the din is, amenachot, mo'alim behem, mishu hugdeshu. You get Kedushas Domim, and therefore if you use it, you're going to be over on Me'ilah. Only once it's put into a kli, then it'll surely pasul b'tvul yom. At that point, it will also have a kedushas haguf and be pasul with the tvul yom, and in fact, it will even be pasul with a mechuser kippurim, who's not a tvul yom, but he hasn't brought his 8th day korban, or a case of a yoledes, or 40th, or 80th day, whatever it is. And it will also be pasul belina, so if it stays overnight, unused, once it's been put into a kli, and then and only then is it considered to be a kedushas haguf. But that means that you once it's hugdash, then that means that it becomes, at that point, it becomes kodesh. But it's still not going to be possible with the tvul yom. So don't try to tell me that the Ketoret is not Kodesh Kedushas HaGuf by being put into the Machteshet, because why do you possibly allow the din of Nifselet B'Tvul Yom? According to you, it still is not Kodesh Kedushas HaGuf. To be continued tomorrow, we'll go over this first part and see in what way any of this is relevant to our sugya. Right now, it seems to be completely disconnected, and we shall therefore move on at this point, where Shmu will give us our marching orders.